Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Needle Corset. In this file, I will use needles on your back to create a pretty corset. As such, I hope that you are both physically and mentally ready for what is about to happen. You might need some aftercare as well. Are you sure? Very well. Let's begin. Imagine a semi-dark room. Gentle lighting. Perhaps a scented candle or two, allowing the atmosphere to be warm and private. A soft surface for you to lay down on your stomach, as your back has to be exposed. Any clothes or fabrics will have to be moved away from your back. The rest of your body doesn't matter so much. Although I wonder what you would find the most intimate in this moment. Once you are all ready, face down, mostly relaxed, anticipating, wondering, imagining what kind of things can happen. It starts with just a touch, a soft, gentle caress from your neck all the way down your spine. Softly circling up again, only to make that whole journey back down once again. There doesn't have to be any words. The anticipation and imagination of your mind is enough to make your skin incredibly sensitive to each touch. You can hear the rustling and movement as I get something from nearby. The strange sensation on your back almost makes you shock until you realize that it is no more than the soft caress of a feather. Gently stroking your back to make sure that you're so much more sensitive. It allows your skin to tingle with a tension, with a certain strange need. And every brush of the feather is known to you. And yet, because of what is about to happen, your skin is much more sensitive than normal. you can hear me move again as I get some more tools. The sound of a spray bottle and something like paper helps to clean your back. The soft, wet, cleaning fluid evaporates quickly on your skin, creating a cold sensation. But immediately after, it feels so dry and warm. And the real question is, if you are truly ready for the rest. When I move again, you can hear a strange sound. It sounds like something small and long in a box. And when I move with something that almost feels pointy along your skin, you almost jump up. Remember, though, to stay down. Do not move. What's going to happen is I'm going to place 10 needles on one side of your back. I will count them down. Every needle, every count will be lower. And the effect it has on your body can only increase from it. They are quite beautiful in their way, these long, thin, metallic shapes, almost shimmering in the light, their reflective surface strangely attractive. It looks even more metallic when compared to your skin, as you lay there slowly breathing, aware that any moment, any movement, any distraction could cause that needle to go to the wrong place. We have time, though, and I gently pinch your skin together as you slowly take in a breath, waiting for that first sensation of pain. There is a moment of uncertainty, a moment in which the air in the room is very thick. Ten. The first needle pierces your skin and you feel a strange, but not too strong, pain. As I let go of this skin that I was holding between my fingers, you can experience that strange pulling. As the needle keeps some of your skin further than it normally would. And again, I press your skin together, nine, a little bit deeper. Another needle slowly sliding in. Eight. It's almost like I'm working in a gentle rhythm, where I grab your skin, slide the needle in, and move on to the next. Seven. As each needle allows you to go deeper and deeper. Six. Part of your mind may wonder how it looks. Five. As each needle stays where it was placed. Four. It feels so natural to just let it happen. Three. To let it be entirely. Two. Up to whatever will happen. Will happen. One. And the last needle of one side slides through your skin. Very good. Halfway done. Such a good canvas. Another 10 to go. That'll only bring you deeper. Each little stab. Causing a rush of adrenaline. And of course, the excitement spreading to places that may be way too sensitive for needles. 10. As each part grows more natural. Nine. Each needle mirroring another. Eight. Beautifully balanced between left and right. Seven. Embracing the sensations that flow through you. Six. There's not much else that you can do. Five. Feeling how deeply it affects your body. Four. Just a few more to go. Three. Another needle sliding through your skin. Two. the sensation being much more than just pain. 1. As I've definitely noticed a subtle squirming in the movements of your legs. 20 needles, 10 on the left, 10 on the right. All that remains is to place a lovely ribbon and complete the corset. And you know, this is such a beautiful collar. It fits you so well. And you can feel how I softly run the almost silk-like texture of the ribbon over your skin, teasing with its lightness while your back feels that gentle tension of your skin being held in place. It is time to weave this through. It's very simple to start at the top and gently move it with both hands, looping it around each successive needle, crossing left to right, right to left. Sometimes you can feel the ending strips of the ribbon moving quickly as I continue my work. The gentle movements pull very lightly on the needles themselves. The ribbon is, of course, not under any tension like a normal corset would be. It's almost floating on your skin. But if you were to stand up and look in the mirror, you would see the silvery sheen of those thin needles holding that nice ribbon in place. It really suits you well. And every movement you make helps you to be more aware of the pull on your skin, the little stings, the ribbon shifting. Who knows what what kind of effect that would have on you. Some people would get terribly affected by that kind of constant teasing. How long could you stand it before you needed me to gently take them out? And speaking of, you'll be aware that if you tell yourself reset, the needles will naturally fade away as I take them out and clean your skin afterwards, taking good care of it. If you fall asleep, they are probably gone by morning as well. I wonder how long you will enjoy them. How much you will be affected by each and every movement, every breath, each moment, as it inevitably pulls you, like the ribbon pulls on the needle and picks up where your mind left off. So in a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, you're in for a treat. Otherwise, you'll easily awaken with this beautiful corset carried with you until you ask for it to go by thinking or saying reset. Enjoy. And I hope you take full advantage of the sensation.